Blog Talk Radio.
Choppy at all. Hey everybody! It's Monday. It's been a while since we've had a Girl Power Hour. So I've been really busy with my own dramas, that is life, and things such as that. We'll get to that on the weekend when we check up with our forecast. So for today, we're gonna go on many facets because you motherfuckers need to hear this shit. And wait until y'all hear my episode tomorrow. Sean B is not with us today. He is, I believe, working. It's 10 o'clock, so he's probably just getting home. So we'll see if he joins us. I don't know. We'll see. All right. So to begin with, we're going to start with the history part. So that way everyone can kind of get a glimpse and understanding of what the fuck I'm talking about and how the fuck we ended up where we are today. All right. Many laws enacted between 1769 and 2014 were specifically No. There was no sound. For like, I don't know how long that was. Jesus Christ. I think it's fixed. I think it's working. All right, guys. Sorry about that. That was a lot of space, I think. Okay. Sorry. I don't know how the hell that happens. Anyway, we're going to get to down to our history. I've been busy. Obviously, I've already fucked up the beginning of my live motherfucking radio show. You're a goddamn welcome. Enjoy. We're going to start with the history and of women's rights and things such as that. And how the fuck we ended up here today. And I'm so sorry about that beginning, you guys. I literally began the show and just noticed that the mute button was hit on the actual, like, platform. So sorry. All right. Hopefully everyone's still with me and didn't give up. Whatever. Hit me up later, bitches. All right. Many laws enacted between 1769 and 2014 specifically created to deny women certain rights and opportunities in life and in the workplace. Some have inadvertently had the effect. Most of these laws have since been ruled unconstitutional. If we keep letting them choose right-wing Republican Supreme Justices, all you younger people that are like after me, you are outnumbering all of the boomers. If you just shut the fuck up, get your fucking voting card and goddamn vote for actual interests that are good for your country. After all of us bitches are dead, these Supreme Court motherfuckers are going to be making horrible, horrible laws that are going to affect you the rest of your fucking lives. These people are on the bench for life. They're like lifetime appointed. So they'll probably outlive most of us. And they're already fucking old. Where do they find these fucking old people? So y'all need to get it together and vote because this is fucking happening to you. Wake the fuck up. Anyway, so Supreme Justices are the guys that sit up in these Supreme Courts. If you hear that word, that means it's like the above all courts that decides on if things are unconstitutional or what have you. And big time, like Roe versus Wade, was basically discussed and has been continuously throughout the ages now since it began. At 1769, women lose autonomy of in marriage. So what that means is American colonies adopted an English common law in 1769 that established women as becoming one with their husbands when they married. Only the husband retained any legal rights after a woman entered into a marriage. A woman ceased to legally exist and essentially become the property of her husband when she married. This is the case with my mom's first marriage. she was a child bride. She was raped by a boy, and she's a farm girl. Her parents didn't talk about that stuff. So she ended up having to marry this guy to not shame her family. She got pregnant by him, yada, yada. He would beat the shit out of her, and the cops would not do shit. So this goes to show you where we need to be careful who we let into our homes and our beds, because this shit's fucking serious. Once you got married, or before, back in the early Victorian era, you call it, and after that, women weren't allowed to have property. If your husband died, you were basically desolate, tossed into the ditches, or sold into slavery, or had to quickly remarry, because you didn't matter. So in 1777, laws were passed by every state prohibiting all women from voting in elections. All right. 1866, rights of voters and citizens are defined as being male. Congress passed the 14th Amendment in 1866, defining how state representatives are appointed by the number of voters. The amendment identified voters and citizens to be counted specifically as male. In its 1873 Bradwell versus Illinois decision, 83 U.S. 130, that's the U.S. Supreme Court permitted states to ban women from participating in law and practicing law. So you couldn't be a lawyer or anything like that. In 1875, once again, voting rights are denied to women. The U.S. Supreme Court, Becca, let me help you out. Let me see if it's just me. Hold on, let me see. Let me help you out, Becca. I'm going to try and help you out. She says her phone's not letting her listen to it. We got plenty of time, guys. Sorry, I'm trying to help my friend out because she's trying to listen to the show. Does it mean it's not working? Let's see. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, it's playing. Okay, so it is actually playing. I just heard myself, so. All right, so let me see. One more. Can I just take a link here? I'm sorry, guys. I had to, like, stop for a minute and help my friend out. All right. So let me see. Oh, no. It's still playing.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Wow. It's, like, the minute delayed, which makes sense.
Can I just take a link here?
I'm sorry, guys. I had to, like, stop for a minute and help my friend out. Oh, crap. All right. Try that. You have to play the bottom button. Play button. Ooh, you almost had me scared. I thought I wasn't, like, sending out any sort of signal. On the left corner. It will still be there. Later. Okay, so back to important stuff. Sorry about that, guys. I was trying to help her out, maybe, because I feel like this is important and she was actually interested in listening. Anyway, so where were we? Oh, yeah. Denied rights to votes. In 1908, women have shorter work days than men. In 1908, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of Oregon laws that limited women to a 10-hour workday. Mueller versus State of Oregon. 208 U.S. 412. Implied that women are physically weaker than men. Are you fucking kidding me? That's great. 1924, New York waitresses must work day shifts. In 1924, laws were passed forbidding women to work the night shift in restaurants and clubs, except as women's bathrooms attendants or as entertainers. 1932, a law to force women out of government jobs. The National Recovery Act was enacted in 1932. This law forbade more than one family member from holding a government job, and it was effective in removing from the workplace women who had filled many jobs while men were fighting in World War II. As men returned to government jobs, women were ousted. Okay. In 1981, women cannot be drafted. In 1981, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that excluding women from the draft was constitutional. Remember how I said they decide what's constitutional and what's not? It's very, very, very important that we elect people who actually care about we the people, or we're going to be worse off, and eventually men will feel the ripple effect of this. So you men be laughing, oh, I shouldn't have to pay for your birth control. No, they should give it out for free. Yeah, we should have affordable child care, affordable everything. If I'm not allowed to get an abortion, then how am I going to take care of it? I'm going to have that abortion. Fuck you. Anyway, in 2014, women denied access to birth control pill. Well, how about that? Sounds about white. In Burwell versus Hobby Lobby, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in favor of Hobby Lobby in 2014, allowing for-profit employers to refuse to offer contraceptive coverage under Obamacare if they cited religious reasons for doing so. Birth control pills, the most affordable means of contraception, are also used to treat serious health disorders suffered by millions of women. I'm one of those women. I definitely need birth control just to control what the fuck my uterus does, because life really sucks most of the time. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which is the best Supreme Justice, and I'm glad she's still here with us and beat cancer yet another time. She dissented this. Some of her noteworthy quotes regarding why she felt so strongly about this decision could have far-reaching effects. Approving some religious claims while deeming others unworthy of accommodation could be perceived as favoring one religion over another. The very risk the Constitution's Establishment Clause was designed to preclude. Religious organizations exist to foster the interest of persons subscribing to the same religious faith, not so of for-profit corporations. Workers who sustain the operations of those corporations commonly are not drawn from one religious community. No, they come from everywhere. You're not all white. Just get over it. The exception sought by Hobby Lobby and Conestoga would deny legions of women who do not hold their employers' beliefs access to contraceptive coverage. Just because you're a Christian doesn't trump my rights. Not at all. So women still have a way to go. I don't know. Y'all need to start getting your ass up and voting. So, I mean, this isn't going to fix its fucking self. It's fixed by who you vote for, and you vote with your dollars. When you go to the store, you're voting with your dollars, because the people that you shop for probably are funneling money to the people that are trying to restrict you. So I don't know. So now I got another timeline for you, which has to do with my history and laws and rape allegations in the patriarchy, which has, you know, we already covered some of that, but now we're doing the rape part. Anybody hear about that new law? What country is it? That if you rape the woman and marry her, you're basically, she's a child. You rape a child, you can marry her, and you won't get in trouble. Yeah. That's going to cause a lot of problems. A detailed timeline of legal history of women in the United States. In 1701, the first sexually integrated jury hears cases in Albany, New York. In 1769, American colonies based their laws on the English common law, which was summarized in the Blackstone Commentaries. It said, by marriage, the husband and wife are one person in law. The very being and legal existence of the woman is suspended during the marriage, or at least is incorporated into that of her husband, under whose wing and protection she performs everything. No. This is why back in the day, like, a man's status doesn't change. He doesn't have to worry about anything about himself. A woman's status changes by what you put in front of her name. Back in the old days, women were married into families. If the husband died, whoever ruled over them and whatever, their landlords, they would fucking take everything because she wasn't allowed to own anything. So, yeah. Fuck that shit. In 1777, again, all states passed laws which take away women's rights to vote. 1789, the Constitution ratified the terms persons, people, and electors are used, allowing the interpretation of those beings to include men and women. In 1839, the first state, Mississippi, grants women the right to hold property in their own name with their husband's permission. This is what the fuck I'm talking about. Wow, 1839, huh? Finally. In 1848, at Seneca Falls, New York, 300 women and men signed the Declaration of Sentiments, a plea for the end of discrimination against women in all spheres of society. 1855, Missouri versus Sylvia, a slave, a black woman, is declared to be property without a right to defend herself against a master's act of rape. Sounds about white. What can I say? In 1866, the 14th Amendment is passed by Congress, ratified by the states in 1868, saying representatives shall be apportioned among the several states according to their respective members, counting the whole number of persons in each state, excluding Indians, not taxed. But when the right to vote is denied to any of the male inhabitants of such state, the basis of representation therein shall be reduced in proportion. It is the first time citizens and voters are defined as male in the Constitution, meaning everybody was just considered male in one entity. That's so crazy. 1869, the first woman suffrage law in the U.S. is passed in the territory of Wyoming. 1870, the 15th Amendment receives final ratification, saying the right of citizens of all the United States of vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on the account of race, color, or previous condition or of servitude. By its text, women are not specifically excluded from the vote. 1870, the first sexually integrated grand jury hears cases in Cheyenne, Wyoming. The Chief Justice stops a motion to prohibit the integration of the jury, stating it seems to be eminently proper for women to sit upon the judge juries or grand juries, which will give them the best possible opportunities to aid in suppressing the dens of infamy which curse the country. 1873, Bradwell versus Illinois, 83 U.S. 130, which happened also in started in 1872. The U.S. Supreme Court rules that the state has the right to exclude a married woman. In this case, it was Myra Colby Bradwell from practicing law. Why? I don't see why they did that. Like, what's wrong with these motherfuckers? They only want you to make babies and lots of them. Not to be able to feed them or have a job or anything or go to school or do anything for yourself. They want you just, I guess, what's the word, barefoot and pregnant, and don't forget not to read. 1875, Minor versus Happersett, 88 U.S. 162, 1875. The U.S. Supreme Court declares that despite the privileges and immunities clause, a state can prohibit a woman from voting. The court declares women as persons, but holds that they constitute a special category of non-voting citizens. Now, some of this list has a little bit to do with the last list. The last list was just laws that were enacted. This is actual cases that have to do with women trying to fight for their own like rights to be and such. 1879, through special congressional legislation, Velva Lockwood becomes the first woman admitted to try a case before the Supreme Court. 1890, the first state, Wyoming, grants women the right to vote in all elections. Ooh, at least we did something. 1900, by now every state has passed legislation modeled after New York's Married Women's Property Act in 1848, granting married women some control over their property and earnings. Jesus Christ, how many women had to suffer up to this point? So many. 1908, Mueller versus the State of Oregon, 208 U.S. 412, 1908. The U.S. Supreme Court upholds Oregon's 10-hour workday for women. The win is a two-edged sword. The protective legislation implies that women are physically weak. I'm not physically weak at all. I'm actually pretty fucking strong. 1916, Margaret Sanger tests the validity, I said it right the first time, it just sounded weird, of New York's anti-contraceptive law by establishing a clinic in Brooklyn. The most well-known of birth control advocates, she is one of hundreds arrested over a 40-year period working to establish women's right to control their own fucking bodies. If you don't protest, then nothing happens. Like, seriously. 1918, New York versus Sanger, 222 New York 192, 118 NE 637. Court Appeals, 1917, National Archives Records of the U.S. Supreme Court. Margaret Sanger wins her suit in New York to allow doctors to advise their married patients about birth control for health purposes. 1920, the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is ratified. It declares the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. 1923, National Women's Party proposes constitutional amendment. Men and women shall have equal rights throughout the United States and in every place subject to its jurisdiction. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. It's like we have like this huge fighting moment where slowly they were just letting us do things. Ladies, the women that were before us went through so much shit. I just can't. Like, all this shit just blows my mind. And it's not going to stop. Your right to be a person, your right to live, your democracy doesn't stay a democracy unless you fight for it every fucking day. This is that shit right here. What we are reading is things that women were punished for and fought for every day. Wake up. 1924. Raddatz versus New York. New York State case upholds a law that forbade waitresses from working the night shift, but made an exception for entertainers and ladies from 1925, American Indian suffrage granted by the Act of Congress. 1932, the National Recovery Act forbids more than one family member from holding a government job, resulting in many women losing jobs. 1936, United States versus one package of Japanese pessaries. This won judicial approval of medicinal use of birth control. You've got to be kidding. We had to fight for this? 1937, the U.S. Supreme Court upholds Washington State's minimum wage laws for women, which was very low. 1938, the Fair Labor Standards Act establishes minimum wage without regard to sex.
1947, Fay versus New York. This was where the U.S. Court, Supreme Court said that women are equally qualified with men to serve on juries but are granted an exemption and may serve or not if women choose. 1961, White versus Florida. Supreme Court upholds rules adopted by the state of Florida that made it far less likely for women than men to be called for jury service on the grounds that women is still regarded as the center of home and family life. 1963, the Equal Pay Act is passed by Congress, promising equitable wages for the same work regardless of the race, color, religion, national origin, or sex of the worker. See how that kept coming up? It was a continuing thing. Like, these are non-stop issues, and that's still something that goes on today. Like, this stuff doesn't just get fucking solved. It just, it's like a cycle, and it has a space, and it just comes back to that because we have to constantly improve and enforce people to follow these rules. In 1964, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act passes, including a prohibition against employment discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, and sex. Like, come on. That's several times. Several times. This is continuing. Continuing. 1965. This marks a major triumph in the fight against restrictive labor laws and company regulation on the hours and condition of women's work, opening many previous male-only jobs to women. 1965, Griswold versus Connecticut. This one was where the court overturned one of the last state laws prohibiting the prescription or use of contraceptives by married couples. So you're telling me we couldn't, if we were married, we weren't allowed to, like, how? Family planning doesn't always work. After so many years, your period fucking moves. Come on, people. Jesus Christ. 1968, executive order prohibits sex discrimination by government contractors and requires affirmative action plans for hiring women. We're still doing this, and this was 1968. 69, Bowie versus Colgate-Palmolive Company. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that women meet the physical requirements and work many jobs that have been for men only. Wow. California confirmation first, no fault of force law, allowing divorce by mutual consent. 1971, Phillips versus Martin, Marietta Corporation. This was where the court outlaws the practice of private employers refusing to hire women and with preschool children. Imagine that. Imagine having a child and then your husband dying or something. And then you got to raise your baby, but no one wants to fucking hire you. Where are you going to live? What are you going to do? This is where sex work became, like, huge. I mean, it's been around forever, but still. 1971, Reed versus Reed. This was where the court upheld an unconstitutional estate law, Idaho, established automatic preference for males as administrators of wills. Meaning they have control of the will and can do anything that they want. This is the first time the court strikes down a law treating men and women differently. The court finally declares women as persons. Finally declaring women as persons! Excuse me, I have a button for this. Yeah, I need to be done. Oh my fuck. We're declared persons, everybody. And this was in 1971. All this time! I'm going to clap, too. God damn. All right. Holy shit. But uses a reasonableness test rather than making sex a suspect classification analogous to race under the 14th Amendment. Another thing, people. All y'all that are like, what is it? My Second Amendment. What are the other amendments? Do you know anything else but the Second Amendment? Probably not. All right. Anyway, 1972, Title IX, Public Law. The Education Amendment prohibits sex discrimination in all aspects of education programs that receive federal support. Great. Some more discrimination crap we had to fight against. 1972. This was where the court ruled that the right to privacy encompasses an unmarried person's right to use what? Hold on. Rules that the right to privacy encompasses an unmarried person's right to use contraceptives. The right to privacy encompasses an unmarried person's right to use contraceptives. That's, wow. 73. This was Pittsburgh Press versus the Pittsburgh Commission on Human Relations. They banned the sex-segregated help-wanted advertising as a violation of the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, 1964, as amended. 1973, this is Roe versus Wade. This is like, this is what brought us to the point to where we could protest and get our rights to control our own fucking bodies and our own choice for our choice of if we want to have a child or not. This was Doe and Doe versus Bolton. So there's two going on at this time. The Supreme Court declares that the Constitution protects women's right to terminate an early pregnancy, thus making abortion legal in the U.S. This was momentous for us as women, because back in the days when it was illegal, a lot of women had to turn to, you know, using hangers and alleyway people, and sometimes, you know, you found a doctor who was still practicing way out far away from your home, and you had to travel and pay big money and risk being, you know, thrown in jail. But this is, you got to have control over your own body. I have to make my own choices. If I don't want a kid, I shouldn't have to have one that I cannot afford. In this economy? Don't think so. Jesus Christ, I can barely fucking afford the one that I got now. She's 4 years old and she's 3'5". Eat my ass. 1974, housing discrimination on the basis of sex and credit discrimination against women are outlawed by Congress. See how we're kind of moving a little bit, but it's a lot, very big hill that we're climbing. 1974, Cleveland Board of Education versus LaFleur. Let's see, this is where they determined it is illegal to force pregnant women to take maternity leave on the assumption they are incapable of working in the physical condition. The Women's Educational Equity Act, drafted by Arlene Horowitz and introduced by Representative Patsy Meek, who is a Democrat, looks like Hawaii, funds the development of existing teaching materials and model programs that encourage full educational opportunities for girls and women. Now, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the Justice and Labor Departments, and AT&T signed a consent decree banning AT&T's discriminatory practices against women and minorities. Wow, AT&T. I knew there was a reason I never liked you. 1975, Taylor versus Louisiana. This was where they denied the state's right to exclude women from juries. Nice. 1976, General Electric versus Gilbert. Let's see, Supreme Court upholds women's rights to unemployment benefits during the last 3 months of pregnancy. So you're telling me if she actually got to keep her job and work while she's pregnant, you're not going to let her have the unemployment that she's earned because of her condition? You've got to be kidding me. All right, 1976. This is where the Supreme Court declared unconstitutional a state law permitting 18 to 20-year-old females to drink beer while denying the rights to men of the same age. The court establishes new set of standards for reviewing laws that treat men and women differently, an intermediate test stricter than the reasonableness test for constitutionality in sex discrimination cases. 1978, the Pregnancy Discrimination Act bans employment discrimination against pregnant women. You have to, I don't know, I don't know anyone who doesn't have to work when they're pregnant. 1981, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that excluding women from the draft is constitutional. 1981, Kirchberg versus Feenstra overturned state laws designating a husband and master with unilateral control of property owned jointly with his wife. Wow. Huh. Okay. 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor is appointed by President Ronald Reagan to serve as the first woman on the Supreme Court. 1984, oh, I was born this year. In Roberts versus USJC's, sex discrimination and membership policies of organizations such as the JC's is forbidden by the Supreme Court, opening many previous all-male organizations, JC's, Kiwanis, Rotary, and Lions to women. That's why we have women's version of, like, the Kiwanis Club. That's cool. The state of Mississippi belatedly ratifies the 19th Amendment, granting women the vote. 1984, Heshaun versus King and Spalding. U.S. Supreme Court rules that law firms may not discriminate on the basis of sex and permitting lawyers partnership. 1986, in Meritor Savings Bank versus Vinson, this was where they held that a hostile or abusive work environment can prove discrimination based on sex. Boy, do I know all about that. Let's see, 1987. This is where the Supreme Court rules that it is permissible to take sex and race into account in employment decisions, even where there is no proven history of discrimination, but when evidence of a manifest imbalance exists in the number of women or minorities holding the position in question. Excuse me. 1989. Look how long it took us to get here. Jesus. Webster versus Reproductive Health Services. The Supreme Court affirms the right of states to deny public funding for abortions and to prohibit public hospitals from performing abortions. Affirms the right of states to deny public funding for abortions. Okay, so I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I paid for my own abortion. Me. I paid for it. Nobody else. Thanks. Anyway, and it should be free, by the way. If Israel, who gets a bunch of money from us every month, has free health care, I think free college, don't quote me on that. They still have shitty laws, don't get me wrong. But women can have abortions for free and birth control. What the fuck? It should be free. 1993, Harris versus Forklift Systems. U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the victim did not need to show that she suffered physical or serious psychological injury as a result of sexual harassment. The Family and Medical Leave Act goes into effect. Now, here's the thing we read earlier about the women's right not to work or not take leave if they don't want to, and now we really don't have maternity leave, and they've been kind of trying to push that through and fight for it as of late. I think that's what happened. I think they just took it out of the way and just never did anything with it. Just like, oh well, and people just forgot about it. Other countries have it. 1994, Congress adopts the Gender Equity in Education Act to train teachers in gender equity, promote math and science learning by girls, counsel pregnant teens, and prevent sexual harassment. Because they weren't doing any of that before. I'm serious. They didn't. That wasn't sarcasm. 1994. The Violence Against Women Act, which is now, what is the word? Trump. They didn't reenact it. So, yeah, you don't matter. This is a service that funds things for, like, programs for victims of rape and domestic violence, allows women to seek civil rights remedies for gender-related crimes, provides training to increase police and court official sensitivity, and a national 24-hour hotline for battered women. Super necessary. 1996, United States versus Virginia. Yay, we're in the 90s. Affirms that the male-only admissions policy of the state-supported Virginia Military Institute violates the 14th Amendment. 1997, elaborating on Title IX, the Supreme Court rules that college athletics programs must actively involve roughly equal numbers of men and women to qualify for federal support. 1998, Mitsubishi Motor Manufacturing of America agrees to pay $34 million to settle an EEOC lawsuit contending that hundreds of women were sexually harassed. I'm sure. 1998, Burlington Industries. Ooh, and Ferraga versus City of Boca Raton. How about that? Supreme Court, I want to say employer rights. It rules that employers are liable for sexual harassment, even in instances when a supervisor's threats are not carried out. But the employer can defend itself by showing that it took steps to prevent or promptly correct any sexual harassing behavior, and the employee did not take advantage of available opportunities to stop the behavior or complain of the behavior. You know what? Fuck you. 2000, CBS Broadcasting agrees to pay $8 million to settle a sex discrimination lawsuit by the EEOC on behalf of 200 women. Wow. Also in 2000, the Supreme Court invalidates those portions of the Violence Against Women Act permitting victims of rape, domestic violence, etc. to sue their attackers in federal court. 2003, Nevada Department of Human Sources. The Supreme Court rules that the states can be sued in federal court for violations of the Family Leave Medical Act. Hillary Clinton becomes the first lady to be elected to public office. As a U.S. Senator from New York, Condoleezza Rice becomes the first black female Secretary of State, and that was 2005. Also in 2005, Jackson versus Birmingham Board of Education, great. They rule, see, that's what Title IX also has a lot to do with. Title IX prohibits punishing someone for complaining about sex-based discrimination. It is real. 2006, Supreme Court upholds a ban on partial birth abortion procedure. The Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, a federal law passed in 2003, was the first to ban a specific abortion procedure. 2005, reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. The 2005 reauthorization allocates federal funds to aid victims, provides housing to prevent victims from becoming homeless, ensures victims have access to the justice system, and created intervention programs to assist children who witness domestic violence and to those at risk of domestic violence. 2007, Nancy Pelosi becomes the first female Speaker of the House. 2008, Hillary Clinton is the only First Lady running for President. 2009, Sonia Sotomayor is nominated as the 111th U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Also became the first Hispanic American and third woman to serve. 2009, Lilly Ledbetter. Fair Pay Restoration Act allows victims, usually women, of pay discrimination to file a complaint with the government against their employer within 180 days of their last paycheck. I think that's still in effect. Make sure you remember that. 2009, Hillary Clinton becomes Secretary of State on January 21st. She is the third woman in history to hold this position. After 4 years, she stepped down. 2010, the Affordable Health Care Act is signed into law. Under this law, private health care companies must provide birth control without co-pays or deductibles. The law requires private insurance companies to cover preventative services. Why not? We need it. 2010, Elena Kagan is confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States. Kagan is the fourth female to serve on the Supreme Court. 2013, the ban on women in military combat positions is removed. This overturned a 1994 Pentagon decision restricting women from combat roles. 2013, reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. The new bill extends coverage to Native women who are attacked by non-tribal residents, as well as lesbians and immigrants. 2013, United States versus Windsor. This was where the court decides that a key part of DOMA, the law that restricts federal recognition of same-sex marriage, is unconstitutional because it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, expanded from the original National Women's History Project that started in 1980. So, that was a lot of information, and I know, I do, but it's something that does need to be said. This needs to be known by everybody, both man and woman, young and old, we need to know these things. I find it, not only is it, what's the word? I have all these emotions. I feel sad, I feel angry, I feel sort of triumphant for the women that came before me, but I mean, fucking what? So anyway, we're down to our last 14 minutes here. So I wanted to, let's see. I know I saved it. I know I did. I have a bunch of phones now, and most of them are dead. So that's awesome. This one's trying. There we go. Go. Yay! We're going to my That's the Tea, because I have things. I fucking do. I've been saving for like 2 days now. Now, while we're on the women's shit. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to read this tweet really quick. 50 men can accuse a woman of being a hoe, and nobody will question that. 50 women will accuse one man of rape, but we question that. So, you know, just saying. And I wanted to just kind of remind everybody that, you know, you got to fight for your rights to be, whether you're man or woman, trans, immigrant. This is a nonstop fight that everyone has to go through. Your democracy isn't free. And it's not because somebody loaded up their packs and got onto some fucking plane and dropped onto a fucking desert somewhere, killing a bunch of people who live on mere cents a day. No, no, it's not. Your freedoms come from you voting, listening, and being proactive for your own selves and your country and everyone around you, because you don't make up the country. We all do. So I really feel like we have just been going through this nonstop fight, and it's never going to end. So I think that this was a good episode. So I will not keep you. I think this is good. I'm happy with it. So yay! Maybe I'll do some music or something. I have 11 minutes left. We'll see. I've been drinking tequila and apple beer. So yay, everyone! I hope everybody kind of got something from that. It kind of brings you up to speed. It really does. And it's a harrowing ordeal. It really is. But we're next. This is us now. We are the women before us, because the women after us will be reading about us, hopefully. So that's the tea, everybody.